T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It was a rough end of the year for one particular part of the greater Rochester area.
What happened?
2 major crime stories that were all over the news for days. Mm. And it doesn't help that this town already has a reputation amongst some people.
Being a little rough ass.
Yet, a reputation is rarely what reality is
in
most places. And despite what Tommy's,
I don't even know what you're talking about yet, but I got a good idea.
Or what this letter has to say. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The town of Greece has had a newsworthy last week of 2020. It had a very bizarre story of shots fired in a quiet suburban neighborhood.
A lot of shots.
Around New Year's Eve, yes. Well, there was one man that wants to know, what's even the point of doing it, man? What's even the point? When something is this bad, he just wants to leave it alone.
Okay.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail with stamps on them telling us we suck, wanting us fired. Mm. Usually cranky old men with nothing better to do. Mm. Sit back and enjoy today's hate mail of the week.
What's the point of even talking about a shots fired story in the town of Greece? If you wanted to, you could talk about one every day. It's time to just write off certain parts of this area and forget they ever existed. The people that live in these places, they're stuck there and they can't get out. If they could, they would. For the rest of us, we don't need to hear about stories going on in a place that we wouldn't travel to in a million years. I have no reason to go to Greece. What is over there that I need? And even if there was something, do I want to risk my well-being? I don't, and I won't. The problem with you assholes in the media is that you only focus on the negative. Mm-hmm. We don't hear about good things that happen in other parts of town because that doesn't get attention. Instead, I have to hear some old idiot and some white trash kids who grew up on the west side defend the place they grew up in and lie about what it's like to live over there. It's all propaganda. Sincerely, Brett.
Okay.
Yeah.
This guy's not serious.
Oh, of course. You can hear it in his voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, he was passionate enough to write us.
That's right. That's passion.
So he's probably serious.
All right. So that unfortunate death of that woman that we talked about, that was the first homicide of the year in the town of Greece. And it happened 4 days before the year was over.
Okay.
And that kid accused of firing the shots, and I believe that's the story he's referring to when he writes us this letter.
Yeah.
He's not even from the state of New York.
Yeah, he was from out of town.
He's from North Carolina, according to the news outlets. And if we really want to get specific, the daughter and the friend accused of the murder of that Greece woman are residents of Arizona, where they were apparently headed back to.
But Arizona is super West Side.
Okay.
That's like ultimate West Side. You can't get more West Side.
So just in there, this man's logic makes no sense. I also love how he goes, oh, this sucks. This place sucks. All you guys do is focus on the negative, guys. What are you doing? That's all you do. But this is bigger than those two news stories.
All right, what is it?
All right, this comes down to reputation.
Hmm?
The reputation of towns like Greece and Gates on a smaller scale, Chi Lai, East Arundecoit, Hilton, right? Bad places where only bad things happen. And if you ain't from there, you ain't going.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Brett, that's his Brett, who wrote this letter?
Yep, Brett.
The only people that live there are the ones that can't get out. You agree? No, I'm asking because you agreed to everything you were saying in the letter so far.
Well, Rochester is a very neighborhood-oriented community.
Mm.
I was always amazed when I first moved here how people that live in Greece don't travel. People that live on the east side don't travel. Like, they don't go back and forth. Like, they go to work, they go back to their neighborhoods, and they stay there.
Sure.
People aren't very transient in this town.
Okay.
I'm guilty as you are.
Yeah.
We go back to our neighborhoods.
Sure, 100%.
So, to that point, you don't really move much around.
Well, right? No, but I just heard in the break room, according to this letter, that the only reason people live in the town of Greece is because
they want to be there.
No, they can only they can't afford homes in any other suburb in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah,
That's what he's saying.
Well, there is a little truth to that, yes, because that's every community.
No, just somebody that lives in Greece. So you're assuming that like that person that lives in Greece, like they want to live in Pittsford, like that's where they'd like to live. But
everybody would like to live high end, but you can't. Like,
I don't want to live in Pittsford. I don't want to live in Pittsford.
Yeah.
What are you nuts?
Why are you raising your voice? I'm just asking you. I mean, you seem very defensive. That's a typical Henrietta reaction. I mean, Henrietta is such a Pittsford wannabe area. Right?
Oh, is that what it is?
You tried and you missed, bro.
Says man squatting in Pittsford.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's people in Webster, you know. Yeah, maybe they want to live someplace else. I mean, I don't know.
No, but it's not maybe they would like to live someplace else. There is this idea from people outside of the town of Greece and Gates that the only reason they live in these towns is because they can't afford to get out. And that's a stupid effing way to think.
But I think that's every town.
No. Oh, really? So people in Pittsford would like to move somewhere more expensive?
Maybe. Maybe they want to go to, you know, fancy place, Manhattan. Maybe Park Avenue.
You shut up.
I love how you just jumped from Pittsburgh to Manhattan.
Well, that's the next logical step. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a hard commute.
Yeah.
So it's no secret that, you know, Greece is largely a blue-collar community.
Yes.
But this idea that the town of Greece has become a war zone over the last few years is a total joke. Who doesn't feel safe walking around the town of Greece? Yes, crime happens, but it happens everywhere. Like, I can't think of a single place in the town of Greece where I would not have my phone in my hand walking around out of fear of being robbed.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, when you get on that side of town, the cars are louder, the women are louder. It's just a little frightening.
When was the last time you've been to that side of town, as you refer to it as?
My car doesn't go that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by the way, I've heard a lot more east side women screaming at the top of their lungs than I've heard west side women. Excuse me, I'm trying to get in here. Oh, you're closed? I tried to get here as fast as I could, and you're not going to let me in to purchase things? Do you know what my husband does for a living? Do you?
Well, she makes a valid point.
Though. Do you? Marshall's, it clearly says you close at 10, and it is 9:58. Do 6,000. I see you guys on hold. We'll get there in a second.
And it is hard to, once you get a reputation, it is hard to shake it. Like, so the West Side has always had a different reputation as being rougher than the east side. So, I mean, it is hard to shake that.
But it's weird that, I mean, you group everything on the west side together because even each town on the west side has a different reputation.
Rough, rougher, roughest. Yes, I get it. Yeah.
I disagree. Okay. I disagree.
Says rough girl.
Brett writes us a letter.
Redheaded nut.
Just coming off of that shots fired story coming out of Greece where somebody's neighbor got hit. Don't talk about Greece anymore. It's a war zone. Only people that live there are the ones that can't afford to get out. It sucks. Don't talk about it. I love that idea, too. It's one of the largest suburbs in the country.
It is.
It's home to 100,000 people.
It is amazing.
And we'll just completely ignore everything that goes on over there.
I think it also has the highest concentration of millionaires in this area.
Does it really?
Yeah, because the population is so big.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense because those people can move to another town.
Well, don't tell them.
Yeah, think of like how far Greece extends. I mean, you have people living I lived right on the border of Hilton, Greece, and then I knew kids that lived on the border of like Gates, Greece, the city, Greece. I mean, like there's so far. Many different ways of living in the town of Greece.
From the hood to the hills.
So let's talk about that. You wonder why you hear so many crime stories coming out of Greece? Mm. It's because there's 100,000 people that live there.
Well, sure. It's a big population. Big town.
For example, there's only 5,000 people that live in the village of Fairport. That's 1/20th the population. There's only 30,000 in the town of Pittsford. That's less than a third.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to do as much with demographics or what people make or how they live their lives. It's simple math. When there's a place that has three times the amount of people as any other place in town, more bad things and good things are going to happen in that area.
Okay, all right.
So shut up. Shut up.
But
right. What? But what? No. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, it has a multitude of people.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you're going to get more of everything.
Oh, right. Now you're saying that.
We'll get into that in a sec.
No, you have millionaires and you got bad.
Okay. 2226,000. We'll touch on that in a second. Yeah. But I do. Folks have been waiting patiently. Eric is on CMF. Hey, Eric. How are you, brother?
Good. What's going on, guys?
Nothing, man. What's up?
Tommy's an idiot.
Obviously.
Let me write that down.
Obviously.
How you spell idiot?
Okay. I moved up here right after 9/11 and moved to Greece.
So
I lived in Greece for 20 years.
Where did you live before?
Jersey.
Okay.
You guys don't even have a bad neighborhood in this area, much less in Greece.
It's all about perspective.
Well, I've been to Jersey.
It's all about perspective.
Jersey is the Greece of the United States.
All right, so look, Eric, if I asked you, first of all, where did you live in Greece? What part?
The bad part.
Right on the city line by Ridge Road.
Ooh, okay. That's rough.
Well, not according to Eric.
Bro, that's a rough area. You know I'm right.
Not rough.
Well, it's not Jersey rough, but it's rough.
Bro, it does kind of look like Jersey, and if a guy from Jersey says it ain't rough, it ain't rough.
We got a couple of old buddies in that area of Greece.
Yeah.
Bro, we didn't like going around there.
Who's we? What are you talking about? I go that way all the time.
I used to pick them up.
Okay, great, bro.
Quickly.
I would not feel uncomfortable walking with my cell phone out down that neighborhood. Eric, did you ever have any problems when you lived over there?
I personally didn't. I mean, we had a triple homicide a couple of blocks away, but that was no big deal.
But other than that...
Okay, but let's not dip into recent Pittsburgh history, buddy, when it comes to homicides.
By the way, one at a time in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Where do you live now?
No, they counted that as three. I'm sorry. If you hit a triple, that does not count as three singles. It was a triple homicide.
Where do you live now?
Done. Bushnell's Basin.
So, why'd you leave?
Because my mother died and left me a pile of money.
Damn it, Eric, you're not helping the cause. Eric.
By the way, congratulations on your windfall.
No, we looked in Greece, but my wife works out near Bushnell's, and her commute is now 7 minutes long.
So. There you go, commute, that's a problem.
It's all about commute.
Eric, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
There goes Eric.
Man, as soon as he gets a pile of cash, he beats feet out of town.
Okay. I guess it makes your life more convenient in this case.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they don't have any roads to go from Greece to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you don't drive during rush hour. Do you know what it's like to go up 390 through the city into the east side?
It takes you about 20 minutes.
Takes you 79 hours a day. So you were talking about the background, the diversity, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the ethnic background is very diverse, right? Then comes the places that exist within Greece. Mm-hmm. You have parts, to Kimmy's point, that are rural. You have parts that are straight middle American suburbs.
Some are mob controlled.
You have lake people.
You know I'm right about that.
You have parts that border the city. Mm-hmm. So everything that can happen will happen because there's so many different opportunities.
Absolutely.
Okay. Like, you talk so smugly, yet you haven't been over there in decades.
There's many different gangs, mm-hmm. you know, to draw from.
Mm-hmm. You're your father.
Mm-hmm.
You've become your father.
Become? Yes.
I'll tell you what this is.
What?
And this
he
is
was
what...
right. In some instances.
Oh, really?
A couple of times.
Really? If I want to back off of that one.
Not everything.
Here's what it comes down to. Class
perception.
Warfare. It's class warfare. Mm-hmm. That's what this is.
Class warfare.
It's class warfare.
How's that warfare?
What are you talking? Do you hear what you're talking about right now? You don't even have money. And you go, well, yeah, that. It's all because of the things we find out the other side has or doesn't have, mm-hmm. right? Like East Side folks see the other side in the news and decide that they're superior.
Yeah.
West Side folks look at the people in the more expensive homes and decide that they're a bunch of stuck-up dicks. When in reality—
So it's perception.
Yeah, yes, but class warfare due to perception.
Okay.
Right?
All right. But that's never going to change.
Because of dicks like you.
Dicks like them. They have their ideas of what the other side's like. They don't want to listen.
I will say Greece sometimes doesn't— help itself only because have you ever talked to somebody who grew up in Greece or like
yes every morning
let's say they
Gates
ooh, look at you.
Let's say they went to Athena. They will criticize somebody and give somebody a reputation that went to Olympia or a different Greece school. So, like, I have seen, like, this circular firing squad of people who live in different parts of Greece that will mock people that live in that other part.
You just did it.
I have seen it.
What's that?
Well, you had, oh, I'm from Gates.
Well, no, I'm not saying that I'm better. No, Gates has a worse reputation than Greece does.
Right, but you all pick on each other, too.
I wasn't picking on Greece. I've been defending Greece for 25 minutes. The point I was making is I am Gates born and bred, and I'm proud to do so. I don't want my fellow Gatesians.
But as soon as you married, you left. You went to the high hills of Rush Henrietta.
The high hills of Rush Henrietta. Yes, absolutely.
The rolling hills, plush lawns, and palaces.
Are you talking about my neighbor?
Yes.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey,
it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.